fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 17th day of February, 2008. Welcome to the John Moore Show. I was recently speaking to a friend I haven't spoke to in several years in person. He and I will be getting back together soon in the next week or so. A gentleman who has access to the highest levels of classified information in the Department of Defense, Pentagon. He is very, very concerned about the prospects for World War III commencing in a relatively short period of time, a couple of years, 2-3 years at the most, beginning with China invading Taiwan and going from there. It'll be interesting to get back together with this gentleman and pick his brain a little bit. He and I have known each other for, I can't even tell you how many years, probably nearly 20 years, I guess. And it'll be fun to get caught up with him on a lot of related matters. He's been going through some soul-searching himself recently about all these things. He's very aware of the earth changes, as I know you folks are out there that are regular listeners, and that has him equally concerned, as well he should be. Very bright guy. Very bright guy. And let's see. Well, today we don't have a scheduled guest. It'll just be myself and you ladies and gentlemen out there listening and calling and giving your comments and questions as you see fit. I'll be talking a little bit about Freeze-Dry Guy and what's going on with him and about some thoughts I've got regarding preparedness, things I've been running across recently that I think you may find interesting. And we have our first break. The call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 17th day of February, 2008. It's kind of fun recently to sit around with half a dozen combat veterans. Five of them were Vietnam veterans. One was Gulf War, Afghanistan. And kind of get caught up and discuss different things. This one veteran, the gentleman I was talking about earlier, he says he is extremely concerned. He's never seen his fellow veterans, his friends that are veterans, as upset or as concerned as they are right now about the way things are going with our government, our economy, the world, geopolitical matters, and so forth. Another gentleman I was talking to, another special operations guy, he says, "John, the weak link, the Achilles heel, will be ammunition. That will be the Achilles heel for those who want to resist tyranny, resist foreign invading armies, resist brigands, criminals who want to cause harm. Ammunition will be the Achilles heel." And I absolutely agree. Out here in the countryside of America, doesn't matter where you go, whether it's Wyoming or Arkansas or South Dakota or upstate Vermont, whatever it might be, These countrymen and women, they all have firearms. They've all got guns. The Achilles heel is ammunition. They may have 20 rounds. They may have 80. 100 rounds on a good day? Yeah, maybe. If you're talking about centerfire ammunition, I'm not talking about 22s here. That will be the Achilles heel, ammunition. Ammunition is becoming not scarce, not at all, but a lot more expensive. Absolutely, it is. The pressure on ammunition is coming from two sources. One, the price of metal because of our friends, the People's Liberation Army of China, bidding up lead and brass. And the other, the manufacturing pressures being put on these manufacturers because of these wars. They have these government contracts that they're fulfilling, and they've put commercial production for you and me on the back burner. They don't want to increase capacity, build new buildings, put in new equipment, and hire new people for what they regard as a short-term project, that being these wars that are going on right now. And I can't blame them. It's a wise business decision. They probably, to meet current demand, commercial and military, they could probably almost double capacity. But that's not going to happen. Bottom line, ammunition is available. It's available right now. And if you have the financial wherewithal, I don't sell ammunition. In fact, I might be in the near future. But it'll be very special stuff. It won't be run-of-the-mill. If I do, you'll be the first to hear about it. But stock up now while you can. Your 308, your 30-06, whatever it might be, 45 ACP, stock up now while you can. And you don't have to buy case lots. It's a little bit, it's really not all that much cheaper, but a bit cheaper if you buy case lots. You might split a case with a couple of friends. If you can't do that, then just pick up a box a week. Do what you can. Do it now. And lay it aside, and you'll be glad you did. Let's see. What are we going to talk about? I was going through my own inventory of different things that have been stocked away, and it's something that needs to periodically happen. See where stuff is, inventory it, make sure that it's still in proper condition and hasn't taken on any moisture or had any rodent damage, whatever the item might be. I didn't have any of those problems, no moisture damage, no rodent damage. And it's a good thing to do, to organize and sort and inventory at least once a year or so. And it's a process that will take me some period of time, and my lovely wife will be working with me on that, and we'll be working together to inventory what we've got, see what we have, and find out the places that need to be filled in to make sure our inventory is where we want it to be. So that's a good thing. Let's talk a little bit about mobility. You may have a place all picked out, a ranch or a farm where you're living there already, or you have friends or family that are expecting you, and a place is stocked up with everything you need and waiting for you when you get there. Something we haven't talked about, at least not on this show, is having mobility. Something, and also, and this segues right into something else, and that's a pole shift. I don't talk publicly too much about pole shifts, but maybe it's time to do so. A pole shift is absolutely one of the possibilities. And if that pole shift is more than just a few degrees, if it's more than 2 or 3 degrees, it'll cause massive tidal waves and flooding. And if it's a dramatic 15 or 20 degree shift, you easily could end up in a climate that's not suitable. That's not something that you really want to be in, either way too hot or way too cold. Or perhaps these waters got carried away and you end up facing water being where your home was.
That's a distinct possibility as well. Mobility, the ability to move from point A to point B. Most of us is going to mean some kind of motor vehicle. It could mean a boat. Well, we're going to talk about motor vehicles here for a little bit. One of the highest capacity in terms of tonnage, least expensive ways to move things is school buses. I was just looking at school buses on eBay recently, and you get an awful lot of truck for the money. A school bus is a truck, by the way. That's what a school bus is. It's a really big truck. And there's room in there in a school bus, depending on what size you get, for pretty much everything a person would ever need. Their food, medical supplies, clothing, boots, ammunition, communications equipment, and so forth, to move what you need from point A to point B. And once you're there, have at least temporary housing. You may not want to live in a school bus, but beats the hell out of a tent, and it sure beats the hell out of stretching a piece of plastic between two trees. A school bus could certainly become a dry, secure place to get out of the elements. It wouldn't take a very large wood-burning stove to make it suitable for use in the dead of winter as well. Something to keep in mind, I would urge you, to, if you're going to be going looking at them, to look at diesel buses. Diesel fuel stores better than gasoline. Diesel engines are far more rugged than gasoline engines. They require less maintenance. There's just a lot of benefits to a diesel engine. They typically have a 100-amp alternator, by the way. If you have enough diesel fuel, you can certainly have electricity for as long as it makes sense to run that diesel engine in that school bus. Basically, a 100-amp genset is what you've got in addition to transportation. And that's a pretty good deal. You can hook up your inverters to the electrical system of the bus and run anything within reason that you want to run, communications equipment, lights, kitchen appliances, and so forth. So that's a real benefit of having that 100-amp alternator on that school bus. And they don't go for a whole lot of money, anywhere from a couple of $1,000s to, $5,000 or $6,000 on the high end. Awful lot of vehicle for the money. Awful lot of carrying capacity for the money. When you consider your entry-level diesel genset's going to be $2,000 to $3,000 on a good day, that makes the whole package look a lot more attractive. A special announcement from one of our very fine sponsors here. The sponsor is Heart and Body Extract. Are you in good health? If not, Republic's sponsor, Heart and Body Extract, can help. Heart and Body Extract supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it's all natural. Visit our sponsor today at www.hbextract.com. Our call is a toll-free number, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. All right. Trying to see if we got anything. Okay. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a rainy day here deep in the mountains of Missouri Ozarks. We've had bright sunshine today. We've had rain. We've had little bits of sleet-type stuff falling out of the sky. It's really been quite a weather adventure today. Last night we had just torrential rains. No flooding right in my immediate area. There probably was flooding in the not too far away from here, I don't know, quite frankly. But weather continues to become more bizarre with storms popping up out of nowhere, tornadoes, straight-line winds. I think they had enough snow in San Diego to shut down the roads in the last few days. Break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, welcome back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 17th of February, 2008. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. Talking to Jim McCann the other day, and he reinforced what he always reinforces, that preparedness is a way of life. I like to frequently quote a sentence from one of his books. What are you going to do when you find out the date? Buy a case of tuna fish? Well, there's a lot of wisdom in that little statement. Preparedness can be and should be a way of life. Not a last-minute thing. Professor McKinney and myself both look at this 2012 date as disinformation. The more I'm on the net doing research, the more I realize it's gaining legs. It's taking on a life of its own. The websites connected to this 2012 date are elaborate, expensive, very well done, very professional websites that are disinformation. The 24-month difference, what does that mean? 24 months between what I know from classified briefings to be 2010 compared to 2012, that will be the difference between people getting prepared and not getting prepared. Those of us who lived through the run-up to Y2K, 97, 98, 99, and so forth,
who were observing what was going on. I can tell you for a fact, ladies and gentlemen, almost nobody did anything before 1997. Quite a few more in 98, but it was really 1999 that people who became aware took action and did whatever they felt they needed to do to take care of their loved ones those last 12 months. Those last 12 months was a frenzy of preparedness, an absolute frenzy. Now, leap forward a few years to 2012. The way this date is picking up popularity and attention, once again, I believe that very few people, if they truly in their heart believe that 2012 is the year things are going to fall apart, almost none of them will do anything before 2010. Almost none. And a few would do something in 2010, but that will leave the rest waiting until 2011. That's human nature. I'm not going to fight it and beat it. You're not going to fight it and beat it. It's just not going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. It's human nature to procrastinate until the last year before an event of this nature. Of course, obviously, it'll be way too late for those who procrastinate. And right now I'm talking only about making purchases of food and medical supplies and boots and blankets and socks and all that stuff. When it comes to skills, when it comes to acquisition of skills, obviously it would be way too late. The skills of an emergency medical technician, a paramedic, the skills of a ham radio operator, the skills of a farmer, the skills of a backpacker, someone that can live somewhat comfortably, have shelter, prepare meals, take care of sanitation and hygiene matters with just what they carry on their back. You don't learn those things out of a book, and you don't learn them in a period of just a few months, especially if you're trying to learn multiple skills. It's not going to happen unless that's all you do. Give up your day job. How many of you can afford to do that? Or go into a really crash course of 1, 2, or 3 hours every night, plus all day Saturday and all day Sunday. That kind of crash course, if you're going to learn those kind of skills in a couple of years, I'm a strong advocate of learning skills. The skills that will save and protect innocent human life in a crisis. Very strong advocate of that. They can't take your skills away from you. They can't. They can't take your skills away from you. Your skills are portable. Your skills are barterable. You can barter your skills for things that you need that you don't have. Food, clothing, shelter, whatever it might be, medical supplies. Your skills make you a useful, productive person in what's coming at us. A productive person that has great value in this new society that we'll be looking at in the not too distant future. My wife and I had lunch with a couple of women recently, and one expressed her concern about what's coming at us, and even went so far as to say she wasn't sure that she wanted to be part of it. I saw that as a tragic statement. Here we have a vibrant, healthy young woman, well-educated, and she knows, because she's very bright and has done her homework, she knows we're looking at a third-world type of existence. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, break coming up. Call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
All I wanted was a sweet distraction for an hour or two. Had no intention to do the things we've done.
And here I am. Ladies and gentlemen, your sweet distraction for an hour or two, especially for my live studio audience. This is radio, and you may be wondering, who's this guy, John Moore? If you want to see my photograph, read my bio, you can go to my website, thelibertyman.com. There you'll see what I've been doing with myself these past 40-something years as an adult, beginning with military intelligence, a tour in Vietnam and psychological warfare, tour with U.S. Army Special Forces, and the past 35 years I've been a criminal investigator, homicide detective, private investigator, security consultant. You also see products, some of which are rather routine. I am a travel broker. You can book your discount tour or cruise through my website. You can get identity theft insurance, handy thing to have. All the fine AMSOIL products that you need for your motor vehicles, motorcycles, chainsaws, ATVs, whatever it might be, the finest synthetic lubricants, filters, and so forth. And, of course, my proprietary products that you can't find anywhere else. My DVDs that are professionally edited and produced, giving very detailed descriptions on ways that you can improve your preparedness, training you can engage yourself in for being better prepared. My DVD on terrorism, my DVD on Earth Changes, Signs of the Sun, Moon, and Stars. And, of course, my communications book. I have one of the co-authors here is a frequent caller on the show, Mr. Harrington. This is another vulnerable point for most of you men and women out there is communications. It's human nature, once again. If you're in a crisis and you don't know what's going on, your mind will play games with you and assume the worst. That's just human nature. I guarantee you it is. I've been through it, been there, done that, got the T-shirt. You really, really need this book. If you don't know how to intercept all the emergency frequencies, police, fire, paramedics, if you don't know how to effectively and immediately communicate with your loved ones without using cell phones or hardline phones, if you don't know how to intercept communications when you're on the highway, this goes for every day, by the way, not just during a crisis or an emergency, you need this book, Guide to Survival Communications. Guide to Emergency Survival Communications, excuse me. It takes you from knowing nothing, literally nothing, about radio communications and gets you to the point where you can be effective. It's a easy-to-read book written for non-technical people and not using non-technical language that you can make sense of. It has resources listed in there to get the equipment you need at the best pricing possible. That's always part of it. Hints on how to set up the equipment, how to operate it properly, how to keep it powered up when the power grid's down, and so forth. I'm just about through the first case of these books. I'll have to be ordering another case in the not-too-distant future. They've been flying out the door here. And, of course, my article, No Need for Panic, which I also refer to as Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. As I sometimes ask my audience, would the federal government of the United States of America lie to us? And everybody snickers and chuckles and nods their head yes. Well, of course, the federal government of the United States of America will lie to us. They do it every day. When it comes to something this important, this significant, and that this important matter being, of course, abrupt climate change and rising ocean levels, if they knew the real date and the real timetable, do you think they'd tell us? Of course not. Absolutely not. They're putting out a timetable. If you watch Al Gore's film, An Inconvenient Truth, you'll hear him state the official government timetable. Jim Hansen with the NASA Goddard Space Flight Institute, which is rumor control central as far as this government, the federal government of the United States on earth changes and abrupt climate change and rising ocean levels, they put out the exact same timetable as Al Gore. The timetable they put out is about 2016, things will start to get bad, and then about the middle of the century, around 2050, rising ocean levels and abrupt climate change will really get bad. That's the official government timetable. You just look around you, ladies and gentlemen. It's been 3 years ago that they had grass growing in the Antarctic continent for the first time in recorded modern history. Grass growing in Antarctica. I'd say that's pretty significant. There's people in remote villages in extreme northern Canada that are getting ready to host ocean-going ships traveling over the North Pole on routine shipping assignments. I'd say that's pretty significant. And it's been more than 2 years ago that the scientists, the oceanographers who watched the Atlantic Ocean publicly admitted that the Gulf Stream has been reduced by mass and velocity more than half. They admit that publicly. Privately, I'm hearing it significantly more than that. So you might say, what's the big deal, John? Well, here's the big deal.
you look at a globe. If you got a globe or you look at a world map, you look at England, Ireland, Scotland, and you look straight to the right, and you'll find out very quickly that Moscow is just as close to the North Pole as England, Ireland, and Scotland. That's the big deal. The Gulf Stream gives England, Ireland, Scotland the very mild winters they've had these so many centuries compared to Moscow. Once the Gulf Stream stops, and it will stop, the top scientists on both sides of the ocean are in complete concurrence that the Gulf Stream is slowing down and it will stop. They're all over the map in terms of picking a date, at least what I'm reading publicly. Once the Gulf Stream stops, England, Ireland, and Scotland get the winters of Moscow instead of these very mild winters that they've always had. And that won't be just an inconvenience. The entire man-made infrastructure of England, Ireland, and Scotland is not set up. The engineering wasn't designed to handle that kind of temperatures. Just look at one thing, for example, the pipes. None of the pipes are buried deep enough to keep them from freezing under those kinds of conditions. None of them. There would be no reason to bury them that deep. Why would they? They get a little bit of snow and it gets down to freezing or maybe 20 degrees. They think they really got some winter. Why would they bury them any deeper than they needed to? They didn't. The homes aren't well enough insulated. They don't have powerful enough furnaces. It's a very long laundry list of why the entire human infrastructure for to support life in England, Ireland, Scotland will not function anymore once the Gulf Stream stops. Of course, the Queen and the family, the royal family, will be safely away from there and probably in either Australia or Canada, one or the other, where they've set up and they have a very well-stocked shelters waiting for them. That won't be an issue for them. Let's talk about what's going on with Freeze-Dry Guy. We had him live on the air. Was it last week or the week before? It doesn't matter. I think it was just last week. He's seeing things happen in his industry, the long-term storage food industry, that he's never seen before. And in more than 30 years, he's been in this business. I think right at 35 years. He's getting word from vendors, from manufacturers, that governments, plural, have bought up their entire inventory. That's never happened. He's also hearing from these same vendors that future orders that he places will be back-ordered 2 to 3 months from here on out for the foreseeable future. In the meantime, there's good news. That's kind of not so good news. The good news is Freeze-Dry Guy has 2 warehouses full of food. Ready to ship, shipping included in the pricing. Here's the deal he's running for this time frame right now. A case of vegetables, a 1-year supply for one adult, $320. That's a $36 savings. Shipping included, $320. That's corn, green beans, garden green peas. 384 half-cup servings. That's a lot of food. It's packed in 18 number 10 cans. Now, a number 10 can is the size of a 3-pound coffee can. That's a good-sized can. So all you need to do with this food is add hot water, wait 5 minutes, and you're ready to eat it. Doesn't get any better than that. The freeze-dried food is, and this is Mountain House, by the way, Mountain House Vegetables. This food is so good, it looks so good, it smells so good, it tastes so good, you could serve it to guests at a 5-star restaurant, diners at a 5-star restaurant, and they wouldn't know the difference. You could serve it to your boss for dinner at your home, and he would be real pleased with the food that you were serving him. This is really, really good food. It's nutritious food, and it looks good, smells good, tastes good. Freeze-Dry Guy has a website. It's freezedryguy.com. And he has a couple of numbers. His toll-free number, I'll say slowly, 866-404-3663. And the other number is 530-265-8333. 530-265-8333. I know you listeners that have been working with Freeze Dry Guy, you're developing a relationship with him like I am. It's really fun to talk to Freeze Dry Guy. And it's fun to go to his website. He's got some interesting articles there, some other products that he sells that are worthwhile, little medical kits and things like that. He and I share a common military heritage. We were in the same outfit at the same time in different parts of the country, one of the special forces groups. His website, once again, is freezedryguy.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is a live call-in show. If you got questions and comments, this is the time to get them in at 800-313-9443. We frequently have a lot of questions about firearms and firearms-related matters, optics, ammunition, and so forth. For veterans like myself, there's not much wondering or pondering when it comes to firearms and various ammunitions. Optics are another matter, however. The choices in optics, the styles, what they can do, what they can't do, the pricing is such a wide, wide spectrum. And the older you get, the more important optics become. There's very few people that don't get older without losing some of their vision that they had as a younger person. I've been blessed in that I've only lost my near vision, and that's only been a partial thing. And in fact, with the nutrition I'm taking, my near vision has improved. I can read a lot of things now that 4 or 5 years ago I couldn't without the use of reading glasses. But anyway, this thing with optics is it's a tough thing. Bottom line with optics, from my observation, is you get what you pay for. If you buy a $60 or $70 scope from a discount store, you're going to get a $60 or $70 scope. Plan of spending on the low end, $200 to $300 on the low end if you're buying a new scope. A used scope, I'd be very leery and make sure if I was going to consider a used scope, I would get it from a dealer that had a warranty. Most optics are sensitive to being dropped. They can be sensitive to humidity. Lots of things can damage optics, improper use, improper adjustments, things of that nature. Be very, if you want to buy used optics, just be very, very cautious is what I'm trying to tell you. If you know the person and you know the scope, you know it hasn't been abused, then it might be a good deal for you. Just be cautious. When it comes to pistols, I like to discourage the use of laser sights and red dot sights, things of that nature, especially for novices. If you're new to pistol shooting, you need lots of trigger time on the range, putting lead down range. There was no substitute for that, gentlemen. Men are more prone to do this than women. Do not ever try to substitute technology for training. And never, if you can help it, never depend your life on something that takes a battery, ever, if you can help it. And these red dot sights and laser sights, most of them fit that description. And once you've been shooting a number of years and you've put literally many, many thousands of rounds down range, then by all means, get your laser sight, get your red dot sight. Because by then, it won't be a crutch for you. It will be something to enhance already excellent shooting skills. And that's what you want. You want to enhance your pre-existing excellent shooting skills. You don't want to be a novice without those skills, relying on a laser sight or a red dot sight. You really don't want to put yourself in that box. Don't do that. And don't get carried away. You know, with having to buy the most expensive rifle, I don't own Stock and Springfield Armory.
I'm a big proponent of their product, the M1A. However, if money is tight and you're stretching your budget to take care of your family and put away some food, put away some medical supplies, get started with something. An SKS, for example, it's a 30 caliber semi-automatic rifle. Typically, they can be had for, a really nice, almost new model for about $200. I would consider it an entry level semi-automatic 30 caliber rifle. Quite frankly, that caliber, the 7.62x39, is a more effective caliber than what we're issuing our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, that M4 carbine and a 5.56 millimeter. Much more effective. Break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It's Sunday, the 17th of February, 2008. Welcome back. Something in the news, this thing with Kosovo declaring independence today from Serbia. My private contacts who were there during that war, they tell me that
these Muslims in Kosovo. And that's what they are. They're Muslims. They're Islamic people. The ones that we were supporting, they had, and they still have, direct chain of command linkage to Islamic terrorists in Russia and in other parts of the world. Direct chain of command linkage to Islamic terrorists in other parts of the world. That's the people we were supporting in Kosovo. The alleged atrocities committed by the Christians, the Serbians, were just that. They were alleged. They were these events were media contrived events. It didn't happen. The Albanians, the Islamic people, are the descendants of the people who invaded there centuries ago. And that's where the Islamic invasion of Europe was stopped, in that part of the world, so many centuries ago. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that World War I started in that part of the world, in the Balkans. It's a very volatile part of the world. And the Russians are very upset, as well they should be, that these Islamic people in Kosovo now have this status of being independent. Very, very disturbing, very, very upsetting turn of events there. Be interesting to see how the United States gets involved with this, or if they do get involved. Most likely, given the past history of our country, our government will support this Declaration of Independence that these people have made. It appears that, talking about Russia, that the Cold War is coming back. How can you mix words here? The Cold War is heating up again. I don't know. but the saber rattling is happening once again, like we used to hear all during the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Russia's making various claims about what we're doing being improper and so forth. It's not a good thing. It's headed in a bad direction. And the information I'm getting is we're headed towards World War III. Which brings up another thing. All these various agendas, these various matters that people listen to Patriot Radio are concerned about. These various matters, whether it's earth changes, flu pandemic, economic collapse, or World War III, one is not exclusive of the other. If you research these matters and understand them like I've come to understand them, and I know many of you do your own independent research, you will come to the same conclusion that I've come to, that one, two, three, or all four of these matters could take place at the same time. I've talked about this occasionally. When I had Major Ed Dames on here in January, he gave us all a wake-up call on that. I need to catch up with him and see where he is. Top of the hour break. The call number is 800-313-9443.
With recent